USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has pledged to send vital resources and supplies to India as the country set a new global daily COVID-19 cases record for a fifth straight day Monday. Hospitals in India continue to be overwhelmed with coronavirus patients amid a widespread oxygen shortage. Democrat Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has defeated a challenger in a special election to win the U.S. House of Representatives seat vacated by White House advisor Cedric Richmond. Carter won 55% of the vote on Saturday. At the Oscars on ABC last night, Nomadland won Best Picture, as did its Best Director, Chloe Zhao.
I have always found goodness in the people I met everywhere I went in the world. So this is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves.
Chloe becomes the first woman of color to win Best Director. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Sunday night at the Oscars, as many were grandstanding on political issues, Tyler Perry, the director who won the humanitarian honor at the Academy Awards, spoke of unity and the lessons he learned from his mother.
We teach our kids, and not only to remember, just refuse hate. Don't hate anybody. I refuse to hate someone because they are Mexican or because they are black or white or LGBTQ. I refuse to hate someone because they are a police officer. I refuse to hate someone because they are Asian. I would hope that we would refuse hate.
Mr. Perry went from being homeless to become a solid filmmaker. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina on Sunday, pushed back against President Biden's remarks, calling Americans systemic racists. Not in my opinion, the senator said. Mr. Graham goes on to say, we just elected a two-term African-American president. The vice president is of African-American Indian descent. So our systems are not racist. America is not a racist country. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Oscars ceremony was held almost 2 months later than usual Sunday night. COVID-19 is to blame for the delay. Although some decided to use the platform for political means, not everyone did. Chloe Zhao won Best Director for Nomadland, becoming the first woman of color to win the award.
When I was growing up in China, my dad and I used to play this game. We would memorize classic Chinese poems and texts, and we would recite it together and try to finish each other's sentences. And there's one that I remember so dearly. It's called The Three Character Classic. And the first phrase goes, 人之初性本善, people at birth are inherently good. And those six letters had such a great impact on me when I was a kid, and I still truly believe them today. Even though sometimes it might seem like the opposite is true, but I have always found goodness in the people I met everywhere I went in the world. So this is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other, no matter how difficult it is to do that. And this is for you. You inspire me to keep going. Thank you.
Chloe is from Chinese descent. The Washington State Senate passed a new capital gains tax on the sale of stocks, bonds, and other assets on Sunday, sending the bill to the governor's desk. The measure, if signed into law, would levy a 7% tax. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.